Now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. Each of my guests is discussing an interesting subject, no two of which are related. My next guest had an unusual upbringing as the youngest daughter of a pornography magnate. We'll discuss adult video conventions she attended at age 7, porn stars at the breakfast table by age 12, and the issues that these incidents raised in her life from her forthcoming book, Daughter of a Porn King. And if you have a question or if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Cynthia Glickman is now telling her life story in her book, Daughter of a Porn King. Dr. Glickman attained her bachelor's degree in mathematics and minored in statistics from the University of California at Santa Cruz. She earned her master's degree and doctorate from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, where she also taught mathematics. Interestingly enough, Dr. Glickman taught English at Prague in Prague, Czechoslovakia. She also was a national figure competitor, which means that she's in the top 1% in physical fitness. The last 20 years, Dr. Glickman has developed her teaching skills and her understanding of the human mind by reading and researching and practicing personal development and spiritual growth. Dr. Glickman now works full-time as a writer and a speaker. She's written 3 other books that include Finding Your J-Spot, Your Reality Sucks, Change It, and What's the World Coming to Anyway. Welcome to the show. How are you today, Cynthia?
I'm blissed out, Billy. How are you?
You're blissed out. Well, that is a great. I'm terrific. Glad to have you as a guest. Thank you so much for coming on the show, because I just was fascinated by your upbringing. It was very unusual. Most of us know that the pornography industry exists, is out there, but few of us really think about the people involved in the industry and the lives that they lead. So what was it like for you growing up surrounded by porn?
Well, imagine a 7-year-old girl in Las Vegas walking into a porn convention without adult supervision.
Without adult supervision?
clinging to my brother for dear life, who was only a year older than me. Just imagine what you would see. Literally, Tarzan and Jane swinging from the ceiling, toys, whips and chains, and bootylicious mamas everywhere.
Bootylicious mamas. Well, I mean, at that point, even at the age of 7 and 8, did you know that there was a stigma associated in the pornography business?
Well, as a girl, it certainly wasn't something that I was proud of. And it was a huge challenge, because as I'm walking in this convention, and this is just one example, I'm seeing these women that are getting all of the attention from the men. And so you can imagine what that does to a child's mind, especially for a girl, thinking as she's trying to find herself, oh, so is that what I need to look like in order to be loved?
And that is very, at an age of 7, that's a very young age to be making those kinds of conscious decisions. I mean, was that really the impact that it had on you at age 7, or was it all just a big carnival to you at that point?
I think at that point, for me, it was twofold, because I didn't consciously really know what it meant. And it impacted me greatly, because if you fast forward to 12, I had severe body image issues, starved myself for an entire summer to lose weight, and then went on for many years with an eating disorder, because I always thought, well, in order to be loved, I had to look like these women.
I can see that. Well, but Cynthia, let me come back to, you know, your developmental years. At what age did you figure out that your daddy's business was not like the other daddy's businesses?
I think it really was just an internal feeling, knowing that something wasn't right about it, and seeing the world around me that this wasn't normal for other kids. I remember kids poking fun, saying, oh, yeah, your dad's the porn king of L.A. And I would kind of be like, I don't know what you're talking about. Because at that age, I didn't have enough self-confidence to just say, sure, yeah. I mean, here now I'm a woman, and I'm grown and I can poke fun at it and find the humor in that and grow from it. But at that age, I really didn't know what to do with it. I just had to suck it up.
So the children knew what your father did. Either they learned it directly or through their parents. How did that affect you? I mean, were you stigmatized by that?
Yeah, like I said, I think kids were poking fun at it, and then just all the other things compounding in my own mind and seeing these visuals of these women and what I thought I needed to be like, and trying to figure out my own way in the world and who did I want to become.
That makes sense. My guest is Cynthia Glickman, author of the forthcoming book, Daughter of a Porn King. And Cynthia, porn has been around and it's big business. Even ancient sculptures and relief from Rome prove that porn has been around for millennia. I mean, it goes back that far and probably farther than that. Yet few of us think really about the business that's behind the porn industry. How lucrative is the porn industry? I mean, you didn't grow up a poor, starving child because of your father being in the porn industry, did you?
Well, no, in fact, my parents were facing an economy like we are today, and they had a choice. They could either literally go on welfare and not be able to provide for the family, or they were presented with this opportunity, and it was a simple choice. And my father makes a joke about it. He says, well, you know, I was just a big Jew, and it was all about the money. And the porn business in the last year, just over the internet alone, $9 billion was spent on pornography. So for my father and my family, it was really just about, it was a way to make a living.
All right. So it was a way to make a living. Talk to me a little bit, Cynthia, about the value chain in the porn industry. I mean, who really makes the monies? Do the actors and the actresses make the money? Do the producers, the directors, the distributors? Where's the money made in porn?
Well, when my father was in the business, which it was 73 that he went into the business. I was 1 year old. I double checked that last night. At that time, it was the people that were producing the films that were really making the money. So it was the producers and the distributors that were making the big bucks hand over fist. The industry's changed dramatically now, and nowadays, it's really big business for the women that have a business mind, because they're transforming it into toys and other objects where they're able to make a lucrative passive income from it. So it's transformed tremendously now in the internet age. You don't see people buying the VCRs and going into the slimy sex shops and trying to get their VHS. We don't have that anymore.
No. Well, how has it changed over the years, and what direction do you see the porn industry moving in, Cynthia? I mean, we've gotten away, as you said, from 8mm films and video cassettes and 900 numbers that we used to have. But what do you think the future of porn is going to be?
Yeah, the 900 numbers. I forgot.
Dredging up things from your past. I didn't mean to do that. But what direction is porn moving in, Cynthia?
Well, you know, it's the evolution of the world, just as we see as in our economy now. It's those that are adapting to the change, and as we can clearly see, the internet's the huge change in the world, and more and more people are doing their own, are filming their own pornography from home, and you know, it's a free market, and there's buyers and there's sellers, so. That's the direction I see it going,
because
it's not going to be a centralized.
The dog-eat-dog world of pornography. My guest is Cynthia Glickman. We're talking about her forthcoming book, The Daughter of a Porn King. I've got to ask you a sensitive question. Cynthia, did you ever think about going into porn yourself? Were you ever drawn in that direction, or did your parents try to steer you away from that entirely?
Inquiring minds want to know.
That's right, yeah.
Well, my father was a producer and a distributor, and we had a warehouse that had on the walls, we had videos covering all the walls, on the boxes were everywhere. And then they had a sales office where they had salespeople that would be on the phone calling up video stores. And back then it was mom and pop stores. This is before the big blockbusters and those kind of stores. And so they would have a separate room there. And my father started teaching my brothers at an early age how to do sales. So it wasn't so much that he was exposing them to the warehouse, which of course we saw, but he was actually teaching them some skills in sales. And then I was always working in the front office with my mom, actually helping her with bookkeeping.
I see.
So it was a whole family affair.
It truly was a family affair. An interesting choice of terms. My guest is Cynthia Glickman. So Cynthia, tell us your story. I mean, how did you go from being the daughter of a porn king to getting a PhD, becoming a college professor, and now a speaker and an author?
Well, I look at my upbringing as a golden opportunity, and it gave me a huge contrast of what I didn't want to be. And so that's really part of what I do with my clients is to help them to look at their lives in that positive light and say, well, if this is what you don't want, then what do we want? And I think I've always naturally done that in my life, saying, well, what is it that I do want? And go out and find a way to create that.
I see. And it was being a professor of mathematics, is that what you wanted? Or how does your career evolve into where it is today?
Well, I chuckle at that because as I left home, I mean, I was just on a mission. And I think some of it was really ego-based because I saw what was going on in that industry, and I was like almost out to prove to the world that women had more to offer than just their physical bodies. Not that physical bodies aren't great, you know, it's wonderful to have a beautiful body, but there's more to it. I think a woman can be a whole package, mind, body, soul. And so I was out to prove to the world that I could go do something that only men were supposed to be good at.
I see. And so you chose mathematics. So how did you get from mathematics then to being an author and a speaker?
Well, it's kind of a crazy story. I started writing on accident. and I had written a book called Your Reality Sucks, Change It, which I haven't published yet. And the manuscript had been stolen.
Stolen?
It was stolen. My laptop was stolen, and I don't think the person that stole it realized that they were actually taking the manuscript, because the manuscript's on the hard drive, and the thumb drive that was the backup was also stolen because it was in the same bag.
I see.
And one day I was literally standing on the cold tile floor in my kitchen and looking up to the sky, saying, okay, God, universe, angels, whoever's out there, whatever's out there, I need a sign and I need it today. And what had brought me to that point was I had been just playing with this writing. I was just kind of doing it for the fun of it because I was really enjoying it. And in the meantime, I owned a real estate company with 30 real estate agents, 6 staff members, and here we are in Las Vegas, one of the hardest hit, actually the hardest hit foreclosure market in the nation.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm watching all my agents tanking, and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm going to succeed no matter what, but I've completely lost my passion for what I do. And so I said, I need a sign. I need it today, because if I'm supposed to be an author, then I need to know today. Otherwise, I'm going to give up on this.
And so what was the sign?
What's that?
What was the sign?
I got a knock on the door. And it was a friend of mine who I had been coaching. But it was just, I wasn't doing it as a profession yet. I was just doing it as a friend. And within 30 days, his business had doubled. And
wow.
I opened the door, and he's just, tears are streaming down his face. And I'm like, what is going on? He says, you don't understand, Cynthia. I was in stage 2 lupus. The doctors had told me I wasn't going to be here to see my son Stevie graduate from high school.
Mm.
And it's gone.
Wow. Incredible.
And I'm, yeah, my eyes are just wide open, and I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, they tested my blood 3 times. The doctors didn't believe it. I didn't believe it. It's gone. It's gone. I'm going to see Stevie graduate.
That is great.
And I was like, here it is. There's my sign. And from that moment forward, I was completely committed and knew that I had a bigger message to bring to the world.
That is great. My guest has been Cynthia Glickman, author of the forthcoming book, Daughter of a Porn King. And Cynthia, if people are intrigued by what they hear, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Well, I've got a website. It's yourjspot.com. It's yourjspot.
Or CynthiaGlickman.com. All right, both of those will get you to where you want to be. Cynthia, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, and you too.